It's time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Price City Fire Chief Fitzgerald Peterson. We're going to talk about the successes that we're taking away from the 4th of July holiday. And you know what? We just need to stay the course for the upcoming 24th holiday as well. Chief Peterson, thank you so much for taking out the time to come in today.
That's one of my favorite projects, come and hang with you. I appreciate
We appreciate you coming in and keeping people informed. Everything going okay as far as fire goes right now?
Yeah, so you know, as a few of my firefighters know, I've been doing this for a long time. We have yet in Price City to have a fireworks-related fire, and it's the middle of July, unheard of. Absolutely unheard of.
And so I would say, once again, I've talked to other people with Price City. The citizens really need a pat on the back.
They do. It has nothing to do with us because we respond as we're being called. It's all about them. They have been very receptive to the restrictions. They've been very receptive to keeping our community safe. It's been a joint effort. I know there was a couple of times where somebody did light something. We'd have two or three phone calls to get us to that person, and we took care of it. So they took it very seriously. This was pro-citizen.
And I, you know, we spoke with Mayor Kourianos earlier, and he talked about how the fact is that you guys usually just wait for that one call to come in, and then you just sit at the fire station the rest of the evening.
Yeah, I believe it was 8 calls last year, just call before we got back. I took my wife to the fireworks at the county, and we went and did all those calls. She swore she would never get in my vehicle again because of it. But and that's typical even in any city, but not this year.
And this year, did you even have one?
Not a single. I personally did patrols with the officers just to make sure that we're seen out there, but the engines did not roll.
And that is what we want to hear.
Yes, sir.
And with the 24th coming up, we just need to stay the course, don't we?
We do. If we could have a comparable response, this will be the safest fireworks year that we've ever had in Price that I'm aware of. You know, me not being a longtime resident, but I'm talking about my other firefighters giving me that information. We're very happy with the way the citizens have responded to our request and our restrictions. And gosh, we're just hoping for the same for the 24th.
And because really nothing has changed, everything's staying the same, and we need to be diligent and be careful out there. Patrols will all be the same as well.
Yeah, the city police and the deputies really are the success story here. They handled all the calls and they did patrols. They even did some overtime shifts to make sure that it stayed safe. The citizens were very respectful. Nobody was given a ticket that I'm aware of, and more dear to my heart, no fires.
And that's the most important part.
Yeah.
So if anybody has, you know, any questions about anything like that, is your door's always open, aren't they? They can reach out to you.
I'm easy to find. Our city takes calls and directs them where they're needed. But yes, I've been the one that have been talking about the restrictions, have been talking about keeping our community safe, and the majority of what I've received is positive impact. Thank you for doing what you've done, and we hope it continues. But certainly I've had some complaints, so I'm the guy to call.
It always happens.
Absolutely.
You're going to have one or two, and that's fine. But at the end of the day, once again, as you said, we were safe. We had a great 4th, and we're looking forward to another pretty safe 24th as well. All right, Chief Peterson, thank you so much for taking the time to come out again. You know, it won't be long. We'll be talking about turkey fryers.
Yeah, we get to that point. That means we had a safe summer.
That's right. And hopefully we can just stay the course when it comes to Thanksgiving as well. Chief
awesome.
Peterson, thanks so much for coming in today. We appreciate you.
Thank you for what you do for the city.
Now, for more information on interviews just like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM.